In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The second reading, the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians, has some very beautiful and profound insights for us to reflect upon. Above all, we are reminded of our adoption by God through Jesus Christ, that we are children of God through Jesus, and that we have been made members of God's family through the blood of Christ. And in this, St. Paul also reminds us, he repeats it, that we have been chosen by God. And he repeats it, you are chosen. And we were chosen by God, destined in accord with the purpose of the One who accomplishes all things according to the intention of his will. That we have been chosen by God to be made members of his family and members of his mystical body, and that we must never, never, never take for granted this tremendous grace and privilege we have received through baptism, by which we have entered into that, become members of the mystical body of Christ and members of God's family, and that we have a important response to make in the gift and graces that God's given to us. First, of course, we must thank God every day for that gift of baptism, that we must recognize the great gift when there are millions of people, billions of people who do not have baptism. That is not to say that God is not just. God loves all of his creation and all people, and he calls all people to himself. God gives sufficient grace to each individual to come to know and love him and to share in that life with him. God's grace is always present. But we have been given that gift of baptism by which we have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, which Paul again says we were sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit that we receive both in baptism and confirmation. And so we must see the great treasure we have in this gift of baptism, which gives us that initial grace of having God present in our soul, and removing the stain of original sin from our soul, and by which we are made members of that mystical body of Christ. That all of us have a crucial role to play in that mystical body, no role is insignificant. It's like a fine watch that one may purchase. That each little part of that watch works together to give the accurate time, and if one part fails or one part breaks down, The rest of the watch fails and breaks down and may even stop. And see how important each person is to the mystical body of Christ and that role that each of us play. And we know that role from our catechism. Why did God create me? To know him, to love him, to serve him, so that we may be with him forever in heaven. That each of us has a role in God's divine plan, and each of us has an important role to play. That's why abortion is so evil, because it's preventing children intended by God that have a crucial role in his plan. And we will never know what that role was for these children that God had created and loved and created with a eternal soul. That their role has been removed by the evil of abortion, the evil of Satan, and some of our brothers and sisters may have been going on to do great things, and even many of them could have been called to be religious or priest. There's the famous episode in which Padre Pio told a woman who went to confession that the child she had aborted was intended to be the Pope. And it's just reminding us how significant each and every human being is to God's divine plan, and that role that we all play in the mystical body of Christ. And so we're reminded today that we have been chosen by God, and we've been given this grace of baptism, and we have but one response, is to live that baptism heroically, using all the graces that God gives to us in the sacraments of the Church, and to strive faithfully to follow that plan that God has for us. Though we may stumble and fall, God also gives us that grace of confession by which we are able to return to Him and to continue to follow Him in that role that He has created us for. This also reminds us how important it is for us to pray for the conversion of sinners, and that our Lord has given each of us a role to play in His mystical body. And some of us, though we may not be called to be missionaries out in foreign countries or doing other types of work, all of us certainly can pray for the conversion of sinners, for the return of lapsed Catholics to their faith, for those who are not baptized, that they may enter into the mystical body of Christ through the grace of baptism, that all of us certainly can pray daily for the conversion of sinners. And as Our Lady reminded us at Fatima, she told us, she said that many go to hell because there is no one to pray for them or do penance. We must not underestimate the work of prayer and penance. Its value is so great in bringing about the conversion of souls. And Saint Maximian Kolbe even said, conversion comes primarily through prayer. Yes, all those works are important. The preaching is important. The evangelizing is important. Using the different means we have to bring people to Christ are important, but nothing surpasses prayer. Conversion comes primarily through prayer. And each of us certainly can do more in our prayer life to bring more people to God through our daily life of prayer and penance. Our Lord commissioned the 12 to go out to heal, to preach the gospel, to drive out demons, to anoint the sick. And we see in this certainly the reflection of the priesthood of Christ, that all of us through baptism share in that priesthood of Christ. There are those who are called through holy orders to specifically administer His sacraments through that sacred calling of the priesthood. And so we continue to pray for vocations to the priesthood and pray for priests, that our Lord may protect them from harm and danger, and that they may be assisted by God's grace to carry out their ministry with fidelity and love. May our Blessed Mother grant us all the graces we need to be faithful to our baptismal promises and faithful to the role that God has called each of us to play in His mystical body. May we today, above all, see first and foremost, our greatest way we can show God our gratitude and our love is the rejection of sin and turning away from sin. May our Blessed Mother grant us that grace to always say no to sin and to be faithful to keep our baptismal promises spotless in imitation of her Immaculate Heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.